Hello, my name is Jasmine. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, like, you know, there is going to be the walk-in for non-quarantine and all that.
I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know that on Monday, like from 9 to 2, they're going to have some vaccination in Mount Vernon, Alabama, if that is correct.
I'm not sure. You'll have to contact the appointment line to get more information about that.
Okay, because only question was, like, is it, like, walking for anyone, or is it, like, has a particular age group that's going on for that one? So I tried looking everywhere, but I couldn't find any contact numbers, so.
Okay. Well, to schedule an appointment, if that's what you're looking to do, you'll have to contact the appointment line.
You don't have to create an appointment for that. It says it's walk-in.
Okay,
like,
well, you only
say any age group on there. So is it like any age people can go? Or
I'm not sure. You'll need to contact them. I'm not sure. You'll need to contact them to see if it's a certain age group that they're only accepting for walk-ins.
Yeah, but then there is no contact number provided. That's my concern. So, like, I don't know, like, whom should I call?
And what is the name of the facility?
Sorry?
What is the name of the facility?
It's Mount Vernon, Alabama.
Now, where are you going exactly where they're accepting walk-ins?
It's like a B-slot school. So, let me give you that.
Well, I wouldn't be able to.
It says B-slot Middle School. They're going to provide it there.
What is the school?
B-L-S-A-W. B-E-L-S-A-W. Middle School. The address is 1650 Guardsman Circle. Mount Vernon.
Okay, we don't have that listed as a testing site, so you'll need to contact the school, or you'll just have to just take a risk of going up there to see if they're just accepting any age group to get tested.
All right, okay, thank you.
Okay, and I hope we have been able to help. If you do need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
I've got one more quick question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, I know right now it's 65 and essential workers going on, if I'm not wrong, right?
Say that again.
Right now, the time, it's, like, you're vaccinating people who are 65 and older, and like the essential workers, like first responders, right?
Correct.
So, like, I just want to know, like, what categories are included under the essential workers? Like, is motels included, like people who work in the motels and stuff?
No, ma'am, that wouldn't be one of the options. It'll be majority of healthcare workers, like if you work in a doctor's office or a dentist's office, things of that nature. First responders.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.